The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yes, let's go to Harley in the United States of America, and Hillary Clinton has upped the ante. This is Hillary. This is what Harley described a couple of weeks ago as the buzz saw. Harley.
These are the first few teeth of it, that's for sure.
I mean, you to keep up this image, Harley. I think it's a fascinating image between now and election day.
She really has honed her attack on Donald Trump. I thought it was the strongest speech that she's made so far in this campaign. She was talking to a group in San Diego. She said electing Trump would be an historic mistake. She said his ideas aren't just different. They're dangerously incoherent. Said he's not just unprepared. He's temperamentally unfit to hold an office that requires knowledge, stability, and immense responsibility. She said this is someone who should never have his fingers near the nuclear codes or the trigger, that sort of thing.
Good stuff. Heavens.
I mean, it was very, very powerful stuff. And she did it in a way that was, I think somebody got to her and said, stop shouting at people.
Yeah.
She reminded me a lot more of Maggie Thatcher in that she was very strong in her pointed comments. She said it without yelling. She was, and it was very, very strong stuff. I mean, if she's smart, she's going to save the best parts of that speech and repeat them over and over and over.
Yeah.
Because if she does that, and if he doesn't have a real powerful answer, so far he has not. He's going to be making a speech later tonight, but unless he has a real powerful one with some details, which is her number one complaint, he doesn't seem to have any details in his ideas.
Just bring that closer to home, though. You won't get any comment from Australia, although Bill Shorten made some silly comments the other day, the opposition leader here. But there are genuine concerns in the echelons of foreign affairs about what Trump's alienation of people in this region is likely to do to our defence security. So there are now he's never said, hasn't said anything about Australia, but his comments really about the isolationism of America and what this might mean to the defence pact we have with America is a matter of deep concern here. So there does seem to be a very significant knowledge gap, which Hillary Clinton has alluded to.
Well, she has, and I've heard an analysis of Trump. It was very, very good last night, and one of the experts was saying, look, what Donald Trump has done is he's been an outstanding mirror of the upset and the feelings of America's population, so that what he said what they want to hear. They're saying, that's my guy. My guy. But the problem is he has not offered answers, and so far he hasn't needed to. Now he has to, and if he doesn't do it, it would be same President Clinton, no doubt.
Absolutely. And just before you go, this UCLA killer?
There was more to that killing than just murder-suicide yesterday. The killer had a target list. He evidently shot a woman who had been his wife in Minnesota. Then he drove all the way to Los Angeles with plans to kill two professors, only killed one of them before killing himself. The other one, fortunately, was off campus, and he couldn't get to him. And that's probably all we know. What we don't know is exactly why.
No, absolutely. Most probably never will know. All right, Harley, you have a good weekend, and we'll talk to you next week. Thank you for everything. We love Harley. Harley Carnes in the United States of America. It's 8:30.